We are welcome to the call of the head coach of the William & Mary Tribe, Jimmy Laycock. Good morning, Coach Laycock.
Good morning.
Good morning. Certainly a tough opener for you guys down against an ACC team on Thursday night and fall 48-14 against the Wolfpack. Give me your impressions on the game.
Well, we went against a team that played very well. I thought North Carolina State came out and played very hard, played very well. They, you know, experienced team, and they showed it. You know, I thought in spurts we did all right. I don't think we were very consistent. I think, you know, on both sides of the ball. I mean, offensively, you know, the first drive, we take it right down there, do a nice job. And then second half, nice first drive, nice job. And then, you know, uncharacteristically, we turn it over a couple times with some interceptions that were just poor throws by Steve. And then defensively, we hung in there, but they just were wearing us out. I mean, up front, they were just a lot better than we were. Their offensive line was handling our defensive front, and that when you do that, then you don't have much of a chance. But you know, that guy's better. We had that nice goal line stand in there. We stopped them four times, and you know, there were some good things. But by and large, it was a tough night.
You had talked about when we spoke a week ago about how big they were on both lines of scrimmage, and when you play these FBS games, that usually tells the tale. What were you able to sort of take away from the game from a positive standpoint?
Well, I think we had some of our, you know, we felt like our offensive line could be one of our strong suits, and I think we had some good play. I think our tackles, Chris Durant and Jerry Ugokwe and Connor Hill on the guard, all played very well. They more than held their own up there in that regard. You know, I thought Devontae Dedmon had a nice game at wide receiver. He showed that he can get matched up one-on-one, that he can play against people. Hit that move and catch he made for that first touchdown was a nice play. You know, I think on defense, Corey Parker starting. You know, we had a lot of starting at safety position as a redshirt freshman. We had we had Nate Atkins, their middle linebacker, end up redshirt freshman, started and played 82 plays. I mean, because their other one got hurt in pregame warm-up. So, I mean, you know, we had some guys that had to suck it up and play hard. And I think we had some guys that really, really showed up in that regard.
You touched on Corey Parker, the CAA Rookie of the Week, 15 tackles and an interception in that game. Just give me your impressions on his performance.
We felt like, you know, he obviously we lost a really good one last year with DeAndre going to the pros, but you know, I think Corey is going to step in there. I mean, it's his first game, and he looked like he belonged. So hopefully he'll just keep on getting better and keep building on that.
We're here with William & Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for Coach Laycock this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. Switching over to the offensive side of the ball, Kendall Anderson was limited. You had mentioned the shoulder injury, and Albert Funderburk, 31 yards rushing in his first game. Give me your impressions on him, and then maybe a little update on Kendall's shoulder.
Well, I think I think Albert deserved the start, and I thought he did a nice job. I mean, his first college game down there, and he did not panic. He handled himself. He basically did what we would have expected him to do, and ran hard when there was daylight. He made the right cuts and competed. And you know, Kendall showed that he was rusty, and we're still working with him, trying to get him back into the swing of things. And hopefully, he'll be able to play a little bit more this week.
You touched a little bit on Devontae Dedmon, 5 catches for 75 yards. Also, last year and this year, a big impact in the return game. What makes him such a valuable offensive weapon for you?
Well, he can make people miss. Besides being quick and being fast, he makes people miss, and he's a competitor, and he can catch the football very well. Good hands. I think having Jalen Christian in there with him kind of gives him will help Devontae in that we can cut down his reps a little bit and not wear him out. But I think Devontae is playing very well.
Yeah, Jalen also gave you a pretty good lift in the return game. Mm-hmm. Talk about his first game for you.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a redshirt freshman. This is, you know, we like a broken record with the number of redshirt freshmen we got out there. But he hasn't played in college. His first game, I thought he did a nice job in there. I mean, he almost broke that one kickoff return, brought it back to close to midfield, was close to going the distance. So, yeah, he's shown it well in practice, and I think he'll keep on going, keep on getting better.
We're here with William Mary head coach Jimmy Laycock. If you have a question for Coach Laycock, just hit star 1 on your keypad. You guys go back on the road this week, a little bit shorter trip down to Hampton, a Hampton team that you're able to handle pretty well last year. Talk about, as you've looked at them on film a little bit, some of the keys for you on this Saturday.
Well, they've got a lot of some new people. They got a lot of transfers in there. It's hard to keep track of everybody that they've got in there. They've come from different parts of the country, and they've got them in there. And I thought, you know, I haven't gone through it all, but it looked like they battled Old Dominion pretty well. I mean, that was a game into the second half, and could have gone either way with a couple turnovers or breaks here or there. But they're well coached. They have a nice scheme on offense, and they play very hard on defense. And you know, we know that from last year. We've known that before. And going down there will be a difficult place to play. And we've got we came out of the NC State game pretty banged up. We got a lot of guys that are going to be stiff and sore, and we've kind of hopefully we can get them back into lineup by next Saturday. So we know we've got a big test down there.
What were you able to learn? Obviously, you guys were able to put up quite a bit of yardage on Hampton and scored a bunch of points. What were you able to take from last year that you'd like to be able to do again this Saturday?
Well, I don't think it's much of a carryover. Again, obviously, we're a different team, and they're a very different team from last year. So, again, it's a matter of us taking care of business and getting better than we were last week. We're going to have to play much better than we did last week. That's what I'm more concerned about.
Before I let you go, you talked about Steve Cooley's effort. He had a couple of interceptions, which I know disappointed you, but also had some nice drives. Kind of as you've gone back and looked at his game, what would you like to see from him more consistently?
Well, I just don't want to see him throw the ball up a few times. I mean, you know, some things. And he's got to be able to trust his protection a little bit, too. But just not force some throws. Just take what's given to you and go with it. And he's shown he can do that, and I'm sure he will. And he practices well. He prepares well. He'll be much improved this week. He'll be, you know, he's a good player.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for your time here this morning. Good luck Saturday down at Hampton, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Take care. Thanks.
Take care.